What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nam Shop. This is Kasara. And guess what came out last night? The reunion that we've been waiting for. Finally, Jocelyn's Cabaret. Y'all about to come with me on a little journey. Gotta go make a little run this morning. So, that's just a disclaimer. But I couldn't wait to tell you guys. I couldn't wait. I just finished watching it. So, the first part of it is you watching Jocelyn doing her performance. To welcome the like to Vegas Baby, I think it was called, or Baby, or the song that she dances to. So it was weird because you only seen Raven, Diamond, Lollipop. Who else was there? Jordan, I think, was there. And that's it. It was only four of them, right? So I'm like, damn, where's Capri at? She was like, she was in the cabaret, you know what I'm saying? Like, where was Capri and where was I know Amber had been got kicked out. So Chanel don't even look like she is coming to the damn reunion, okay? Let me just put that out there. Like, so OMG. So you watch Jocelyn do her performance, and then after the performance, there's like cutaways, and they're doing cutaways to three groups. And in the three groups, like each group is like getting like their hair done or talking or getting ready to get done or whatever the case may be, right? So you have Raven, Diamond, and Lollipop in the same room doing their thing. You got Capri and Riri in the same room. Then you have Amber, Hennessy, and who was the third person in the Lexi Bluff in the same room. So those are like the three groups. They're keeping them away from each other, and you could tell that there's tension, right? Because in the Raven Lollipop Diamond group, they were talking about how they went on tour with Jocelyn and opened up and did a performance in Miami. And I'm like, oh, that's probably what was taking so long for a reunion. They were like, no, they're not. And they were kind of like talking about that. Then you see, they kind of like pan away, of course, go to the next group, Kid Capri, Cat, yeah, Kid Capri and Riri. They talking and Kid Capri talking about how she wanna fight Candy on the stick. Oh, Wet was there. Wet was there. I forgot about that. Wet was there too. But she was with the group. What group was she in? I forget what group she was in. But Wet was there. She was like not Wet, but Kid Capri, she was on some, nah, I'm ready to fight. I don't know why everybody was so worried about my private area, who I was doing, how I was doing. So I don't know exactly what the social media beef is because I wasn't following them during, like, I think the only person I was following was Lexi Bow, and it, like, it doesn't seem like, I don't know. I only followed her on Instagram, so I just seen her drama her way. I tried to watch Amber. That shit was just too much. Like, and she's just too much for me. Very one-sided too. She doesn't see where the fuck she's wrong at. So I can't deal with people like that. So I'm like, okay, I don't follow the Instagram beef or none of that. So I'm very interested to see because it seems like there's jealousy that's going to pan out. So basically, this first reunion, this first part of the reunion, which they're going to drag this bitch out. Like, I already know. Like, if it hits a four-parter, I wouldn't even fucking be surprised. Like, I'm just saying. So, they have, like I said, they have the different girls getting dressed and talking about the social media shit and who they want to fight and how it's on side. And it's just like, okay. Then we find out Brittany Griner is going to be hosting, co-hosting the reunion. So you get her tidbits, you know, she's a fan of the show. So she's like, oh yeah, I'm ready to get down to some answers, figure out, you know, what was the reason for this, that. Found out she was a fan of Wet Wet. I thought that was cool. A lot of people were fans of Wet Wet because Wet Wet was, she was her. Like, them bitches was hating on Wet Wet for no fucking reason, just because she was her. Like, she was her. So that's interesting. Again, they're doing like most of the taping is them in their own separate three little corners, getting ready. They're not, it's a lot of like pre-gaming, you know what I'm saying? So when they finally do come out in their little outfits and shit like that, and they separate the girls from the ones who actually went to the cabaret and the ones who liked the girls who went to the cabaret, and then separated the girls who didn't go. Because pretty much any of the bitches who didn't go, they all have beef, right? So they set them down on one couch, and they set other girls down on the other couch. And Capri, off top, fucking stands up and went. So they just sat him down. Like, you can feel the tension in the room. It's brought up. They're really not talking. Like, they're not doing no fake kikiing. Like, these bitches is ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, what kind of fucking show is this gonna be? Oh, before they brought the girls out, Jocelyn, of course, did another fucking performance. I had to fast forward that one. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to feel it. So I was just like, just give me the drama. I'm not here to listen to you and your fucking. I'm not here for Jocelyn's shit. Like, expect no, I'm cool. I don't want to hear it. I want to see the drama. So I didn't need to hear your performance. Go ahead. Show me your show. So I can't tell you shit about the second performance, but there was a second performance. Jocelyn still's not out. Ballistic still isn't there or out. This is just the fucking cast of the show. Again, Chanel is not there. She was not there. Which I low key am a little sad about it. I'm hoping like she does like some type of surprise, like, hi bitches, here I am. Because that girl, she worked on herself. Like, she looked good, you know, like, but she probably like, I don't want that fucking drama in my life. These girls got so much fucking drama. And Jocelyn, she really did like degrade and belittle these women, you know. She gave the Frost Prince pretenses on season one and two that it was supposed to have been some type of uplifting thing that these women were gonna experience, something different from the street life, the nightlife, the that sex type life, right? And she brought their asses the same bullshit, you know. So I understand why a lot of these ladies are fucking upset with her. But I really wanted fucking Chanel, but she's probably like, you done making a fucking mockery of me. You're not making a mockery of me no more. I'm done. So you don't see Chanel, like I said. Wet Wet's getting her little love. Everybody on the opposite side of Wet Wet rolling their little eyes. But Wet Wet cool, you know. Of course she got Paris and London out. They look like they got a little bigger. I hope they address that, because they either she got smaller or them chichis got bigger. I don't know, but I don't remember them bitches looking like mini watermelons. I really don't. Like, she got little mini watermelons on her chest. Like, damn. So, matter of fact, honeydew melon. They look like some big honeydew melons. There we go. That's a really good description. So Kid Capri stands up to initiate the run up on Lollipop. Lollipop, like, let's do what it do. They tearing up the set before they even fucking perform. You see in production, and you know it's production because their faces are all blurred out. And ain't nobody that's not supposed to be there as far as making that show happen gonna be there. So I know it's production. She came up in there and was like, hey, cut this shit out. Throwing tables. They was messing up the background. Fucking the host and the co-host was sitting there pretty and shit with their gowns on. Like, on some, are we gonna like do this shit or not? Like, sit down, shut up. We have fucking questions. Y'all need to answer them. Like, be on your grown woman shit. Like, we understand you guys, you wanna fight, but let the fuck, let us know what the issue is and then go box it out. You know what I'm saying? Because what if after y'all talk, you realize it was stupid, you do like the little flashbacks. And that's not what it was. Now you don't want to fight. What about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. But at least communicate. It's a show. We're not watching fucking reality boxing TV gone wild. That's not what the hell we signed up for. Like, yeah, we may want to see a bitch get her ass whooped every now and again, but under just cause. Like the reason, like for a reason. We need to know what the hell the reason is. Like, oh, okay, well, like the Bad Boys, like. Them niggas, all they fucking do is fight. I promise you, all they do is fight. But we know why they was fighting before the fight happened. I'm gonna tell you that. Like, we know, like, oh, okay, yep, it's about to be some shit. Like, and then when it's like a run up on something, you can pretty much tell, like, okay, this was instigated. You could tell, like, but oh, jeez, really, Chris, man, I'm just. So, of course, as soon as the producers came out yelling, woo, fucking it was next week on Jocelyn's Cabernet, the reunion. Like, God damn it, like, ooh, y'all knew what y'all was doing. Ooh, y'all made us wait a fucking month after it aired just to give us fucking them doing hair and makeup and costume changes for you to fucking give us a whole nother week before some shit can happen. Like, damn, that shit is not cool. It's not cool. It's not cool. So next week, hopefully it'll be some more drama. I'm just saying because I want good drama, not fucking not. Like the, I want to know what's going on. I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Let me hear what's going on. None of that other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But now, let's go ahead and get on to or back to the Bad Boys Club because that's what I was starting off with, and I was like, oh wait, I forgot about the reunion. It wasn't cracking like that anyway. They just getting us ready. You know, the little teaser. It was really just a little teaser episode. The Bad Boys Club, LA, baby. So, it's time for the pool party. Is it the nighttime? It's the nighttime. Why do I feel like it was the daytime and then it went to the nighttime? Because, like, nothing was really crazy. They did. They saw in the beginning, they showed us how they was getting ready and getting all pumped up and excited and how strippers was coming and girls was coming, guys was coming, some bad boy was going, right? Anthony was supposed to have been in charge of the guest list of the people to come out. And it was going on like 11 o'clock and no one was there. So Milan was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it's pretty late and nobody here but us, just us. So Milan was like, nah, I gotta do my social media blast so people can come show up to this party, right? So after he does his little thing all of a sudden it's like people just coming up, rolling up, rolling up. People are like, yep, these my peoples, that's my person, this my person, right? So everybody having fun. Anthony is drunk as hell, gutter looking good. He got his fucking bomb ass, like cheerleading type little skirt on, with wearing some Prada shoes. Lace front is on fleek, baby hairs on forehead, okay. A Darrell, he vibing himself, like he just looking good. He look like he smell good. Mo and what was the other guy's fucking name? Dylan. It's so crazy because okay, so it's two other guys on there. They're like low key chill. They don't have a lot of drama, and because of it, I can never fucking remember their name. And not only that, they don't have a lot of camera time, so I'm really like, it's okay. It's giving, I can't remember you. So, anyways, remember how I was telling you about the fashion show and the guy who was throwing the fashion show? This was a couple episodes ago. So that guy was invited to the pool party. So when he came, he was like, hey, I kind of want to holler at you guys. Because all the guys was there, William too, okay? He was like, I just wanted to know, like, tell y'all, like, I was really kind of hurt that you guys had that fight at my event. It was for kids. Like, you guys shouldn't have did that. Like, he just said his piece about, like, how he felt about the Bad Boy Club fighting at something that he was doing for charity, you know? So Milan, the person who fucking initiated the fight, did all that dumbass shit, he stepped up and he apologized, right? But before that happened, him and Carrion, that was the guy, Milan had ran up on Carrion. Milan and Carrion had squashed the beef, you know what I'm saying? They hugged it out, dapped it up, did all of that stuff, like, we cool, bro, my bad. They actually took accountability, right? They're like, okay, well, look, we about to have fun at this pool party. We don't need to have no animosity, no nothing. So, cool, bam. William punk ass had walked in the door when they were in the middle, when Carrion and Milan was in the middle of apologizing to each other, right? So William comes up in there, and he's just dressed in all black. He ain't got, like, nothing bomb on, like, He got on the outfit that you could tell, like, you came here to fight, huh? So, he really not saying nothing to nobody. He said hi. People giving him energy, like, good energy, not bad energy. And, like, he's kind of, like, standoffish a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just real weird. But it's a lot of fucking kumbaya in the air. A lot of fucking kumbaya in the air. And as they're kumbayaing, and Mulan is taking accountability to the guy's show that he fucked up, and in front of all the rest of the guys, he's like, okay, me and Carrion was able to make up. Can Anthony and William make up? Like, can you guys say sorry? Because I know that there's some beef there, you know? So Anthony was sitting there, he was like faded as hell, but he was on some, oh, and Anthony was looking good, too. He got this fucking bomb-ass shirt on. He has little sunglasses on and shit, but he was looking good. His eyebrows was on fucking fleek, like, stop playing. Ooh, Anthony was looking good. So, he was like, all right, no problem. Like, fuck it, let's squash this shit. We don't need to have this shit, you know? So, as Anthony is fucking apologizing, William bitch made ass is running up, and people are trying to like block him from running up, and one of the guys who was trying to block him was the guy who had the event. I don't remember his fucking name, but he's not a part of the Bad Boys Club. He just was there because he had an event. And then he's a friend of one of the guys at the Bad Boys Party, at the Bad Boys Club, right? So everyone is like, what the fuck? So he running up on Anthony. Anthony is like low-key caught off guard, and he drunk. But Anthony fucking come out of snow motherfucking wear and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo his ass, like, all the way inside the fucking pool. Beat his ass to the pool. Do you hear me? So, Fucking Anthony is literally, because when William ran up, it was William was faced towards the pool. He did some type of move, got fucking William, to William's back. So he basically, okay, so when he was running up, and then Anthony did a move to where he had to turn his fucking back, and now it looks like Anthony then ran up, right? Like, because he punching his ass up. Walking him straight to the pool. Only thing fucking William can do is just take steps back, hold his face. I'm not holding his face, but try to protect his face. Like, before you know it, you knew it. William was took a step back and stepped back to the pool. Good morning. May I have your strawberry jelly, please? Thank you. You know what? And I only need to. I'm not gonna be greedy. Thank you. Have a great day. So he took one step inside into the pool, boy. And then, it was funny because Anthony looked like he was trying to fucking mop his ass up and go in the pool with him, okay? And they was like, okay, Anthony, you done, you done, you done, you done, you done, Anthony, you won, you won, you won. So they had pulled him out. Fucking gutter is like, did William just run up on my girl, my bitch? That's my bitch. Gutter was mad. Gutter took that ass up in the house, like, oh no, William gotta fight me now. He was like, Anthony is my baby. That's my boo. How dare you run up on my boo? So he gonna change, gonna put some leggings on, take them Prada shoes off. Like, I'm talking about real fighting clothes, right? Got this hair braided up in one part, got it in a bun in another part, like, ready. You can see the lace in the back kind of showing a little bit. But that was besides port. They like, Gutter, why did you change your whole fucking outfit? Gutter, like, because I'm about to go beat this nigga William ass. Like, who the fuck do he think he is? And they're like, why are you mad at William? He's like, I ain't mad. It's just our principle. You want to fight my baby when she, he, because he calls her she, when she drunk, she's drunk off her ass. She drank a whole bottle of Casamigos by her goddamn self. And you want to go run up? That's some bitch man shit. So I got to fight you. I ain't got beef with you, but I got to fight you. And it's like, oh my, he's like, that's not how we get down in Flint, Michigan. I was like, oh my gosh, what the fuck? Oh my gosh. Do you hear me? That man was mad. It was like, no, Gutter, don't fight. Don't fight. Like, calm down. William's scared. William got his ass beaten all the way to the pool. Like, he thought he came here for an agenda and he missed the assignment. Like, period. Like, he didn't accomplish it. Fucking William ass done ran to the goddamn bathroom with security, scared as fuck. Now he talking, telling everybody, oh no, nah, it's because it's my knees. Everybody know I got weak knees. Like, nigga, them knees fucking took your ass straight to the pool. Like, nah, like, no, you, like, I'm sorry. You got your ass beat. Just say that. Like, he was like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Like, everybody was like, yes, the fuck you did. Like, did you not see what the fuck? Like, you didn't feel what we watched? What the hell? Like, this drunk ass man that you ran up on served you, okay? William's still in the bathroom. Milana's like trying to calm him down. He's like, dude, I don't know why you did that. Like, William was like, I didn't want to fight him. I didn't want to fight him. It was emotions. And I was like, well, emotions made you fucking fight. Like, I know you didn't want to, but you fucking ran up. He didn't even, Anthony was fucking saying, getting ready to say, let's squash the fucking beef. Like, let's drop it. It's over. Like, he was cool. William turned around and was like, I don't want your apology, nigga. Fuck you. He just didn't say that. He just felt froggy at the wrong fucking time. That's the problem. He couldn't read the room with a scary ass. Like, and then he gonna try to say, oh, well, he was gonna jump me. And it was like, nobody was about to jump you. Who was about to jump you, William? Wasn't nobody there to jump you. Everybody was on some kumbaya, hugging, apologize. Like, it was the most, I'm sorry, oh, bro. Like, everybody was eyeing and shit. Like, to hear grown ass men going, oh, yeah, cool. Like, high fiving each other for fucking apologizing to each other is out of this world. And then here come yo ass throwing off the vibes. Like, read the room. And he read that bitch wrong. And Anthony put him right. And of course, he got up out of there. And it was funny because when he was leaving, security had to escort him out. And he had his hands up all scared. He's like, no, Anthony, no. I don't want to fight Anthony. No, Anthony, no. And it's like, you fucking ran up. Okay. It's always the people. Okay. You want to run up on some fucking body. Play victim. Like, say that they was going to jump you and it was a pure one-on-one fucking fight. Pure than pure. Like, there ain't nobody, did nobody, nigga. Anthony ran up on that ass. He did a reverse run up. Like, don't get mad because your motherfucking ran up didn't affect this man. You didn't get jumped. Was there nobody else around y'all? Nobody. It was, and then it happened so motherfucking fast. He ran his ass to the pool so motherfucking fast. Like, the camera, because I had to go back and rewatch it. I was like, did my motherfucking eyes get blurry? Like, what happened? Because next thing you notice, fucking, it was just weird. It was just real, real blurry. So I was like, oh no, it just happened so goddamn fast. The camera didn't stabilize quick enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how fast William went from running up to getting ran up. Wow. And then after that, it was just the divaness when they did the confessionals. When they did the confessionals, he was like, Anthony was like, he was like, now drink that, bitch. It was so funny. It was just the way he was just like so joke smooth. Like, oh gosh. One thing I love is a gay man who is confident within himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it. And Anthony is that man. He is so confident within himself. You can't tell my man nothing. Like, he was like, I was gonna apologize to the hoe. I'm like, but fuck it, you wanna run up on me? Like, how you gonna run up on me while I'm in the middle of about getting ready to say I'm sorry, apologize? It was just like the balls of you. So William got his ass up out of there. Then, Lord child, as soon as William gets his ass in the fucking car, who shows up? Jonathan ass shows up. Jonathan, the new bad boy. And he shows up with Natalie. And he's on some, oh, y'all wasn't gonna tell me. I thought y'all was having a party type shit. Like, damn, you didn't even invite me. Because remember, he had went to back to the hotel that the night before. Because of the whole bedroom situation with Milan. So he walks in, he's like, okay, this some bullshit, whatever. Y'all go do y'all party shit. I'm about to go put my shit in my room. His room being AKA Milan's room, right? So fucking Milan ass was like, I'm watching this big ass nigga walk upstairs. So I want to go see whose room he in. Is he in Dylan's room? Is he in somebody else's? Because I know he ain't in my room, right? He's like, I know he not in my room. So fucking Jonathan is up there for like a little minute. He fucking taking his shit out of his suitcase, moving Milan shit around. Milan takes his ass upstairs to go see where Jonathan at, and he realizes, oh, this nigga is in my closet. Oh, hell no. So they go sit down, him and his homie. Well, Milan goes to sit down in his closet, and his homie is up there. And you can tell the vibes is off. Jonathan is like, I do not like this Milan nigga. Milan's friend Rio is there and is like, awesome. I'm about to size this nigga up. And he did. But he asked Jonathan for a drink. And when he asks Jonathan for a drink, Milan is like, yeah, this ain't your room. Get out my room. This and this and that. He was like, this is my room. He's like, it ain't your room. You're gonna have to get up out of here. Rio was like, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be staying here tonight. So if this nigga, like if Milan is saying this is his room, but this nigga is saying, nah, we sharing the room. Like, nah, nigga, where the fuck am I sleeping? Like, I'm supposed to be up in this bitch tonight. So next thing you notice, Rio done ran up on Jonathan. And then, of course, as soon as we see Jonathan turning around, giving that nigga the blues, they cut it next week on. Like, ah, oh, you bastards! Why did you do me like that? Like, oh my gosh. Because it's about to go down. It's about to go down.